Omni Enterprises is shutting down their large Swanson's grocery store in Bethel. The store occupies a brand new building and is the only competitor for the Alaska Commercial store there. KYUK's Ben Matheson reports.
A line of customers with overflowing shopping carts stretches to the back of the store. With no parking spots left and no shopping carts remaining, Bethel resident Tiffany Tony had to borrow a long stainless steel cart from the butcher to load up on groceries.
Everything's 50% off, and that's kind of a scary good deal.
Dan LaRue's cart was filled to the brim.
Oh, just ice cream, bread, soap, rice, bacon, meat, candy.
One cashier says she's checked out people who spent $2,700. The store will officially close Friday. Grocery manager Steve Kenyon was loading box after box of food.
If it stays like this, it might not last till the end of the day.
Kenyon says he'll move back to Anchorage because of the closure.
My reaction? It sucks.
Did you know this was coming?
We had some inclinations, but, you know, not until the last month or so.
With the shutdown comes the loss of two incomes for 26-year-old Donald Roberts and his girlfriend. He worked 17 hours per week and his girlfriend 32 to support their two-month-old son. He's beginning to think about a plan.
Find another job? So, yeah, we're screwed, pretty much.
He says for now, his brother, who's also his roommate, will have to cover the $2,000 in rent they owe each month. About 80 employees work at the store, a mix of full-time and part-time staff. Swanson's is a business of Omni Enterprises. The company is employee-owned and has stores in Dillingham, Togiak, Glen Allen, and Big Lake. Store manager Casey Cruz says the company is handing the facility back to the owner, the Bethel Native Corporation. He received a letter from his bosses at 9:30 Monday morning. He then called a meeting with his department heads to give them the news.
Well, we're just doing what we do, and that's all we can do. We can't do anything. I mean, it's a corporate decision.
Cruz has been with Omni for about 9 years. Customer Colleen Ferguson lamented the loss of the store.
Well, this one's been in Bethel for years and years, and it's, you know, I knew it when the Swanson's brothers used to be here, so it's really sad to see it going.
The closure comes less than a year after the store moved into a brand new $20 million building owned by the Bethel Native Corporation. Omni's corporate offices had no comment. Employees at their hardware store and quick food store said they had no plans to close. The city of Bethel relies heavily on sales tax from places like Swanson's to cover operations. Councilmember Mark Springer was among the noontime crowd.
This will be a hit. This is lost revenue because I don't think every dollar that would have been spent here is going to continue to be spent in Bethel. There's too many alternatives on the internet.
A spokesperson for the Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development, Heather Beatty, says the state is sending a rapid response team to Bethel.
To help the affected workers access their unemployment benefits, to do skills assessments, and provide extra assistance with job seeking.
BNC President and CEO Anna Hoffman said she had no comment about the future of the Swanson space, but said by email that the movie theater, which is also housed in the building and owned by BNC, will remain open. In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.